And for that, we have a lot to be thankful for. If you have your Bibles, you want to turn with me to Gospel of John, chapter 5, 14. If not, just look up on the screen. We'll have it for you up there soon. Right? Well, this isn't the traditional scripture that you'd hear at Easter. But as I'm preaching the way through the Gospel of John, this is where we're at this week. I read a few verses earlier Friday, and this is where we ended up. Gospel of John, chapter 5. And Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough. Enough for us." And Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe in me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than this, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." Amen. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for your word. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. And now, Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, who you have sent to minister to us and to live within us and to give us wisdom and discernment through all life. Now, Lord, we do ask that you will send your Holy Spirit to us to illuminate these scriptures for us, to open up your word to our understanding. Says, Lord, apart from your wisdom, we have no understanding. We have only confusion. But Lord, because of you, we can know you and know your will for now and for all of eternity. Now, Father, I pray that as I preach this morning, your anointing would be upon me, and that the words I speak would be according to your will and your truth, and that anything else would be as if it was never spoken. That your name would be the one glorified and lifted up this day, this and every day. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I was a little apprehensive at first when I realized where I was going to be on Easter Sunday for reading that passage of Scripture that I read there. I preach it relatively often, in that I preach it at every single funeral. There's not a funeral that I do that I do not bring up that passage, because it's the very hope for our salvation. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me." Well, this is kind of like a funeral message. We'll call it an unfuneral. Because though Jesus did indeed die on the cross, and he was indeed buried into that tomb, he rose again. The first fruits we're told, of resurrection for all of mankind, for everyone who would receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's the one requirement. That we see the work that Jesus did on the cross, say, thank you, Lord, and receive that for ourselves. That's it. It's not complicated, but it is hard. We've had garage sales here where we attempted to give stuff away for free. We didn't call it a garage sale. I can't remember what we called it first time. And we had all sorts of great stuff, and nobody came. I mean, literally, nobody came. Then we put a sign out that said, garage sale, stuff cheap. And we put like a nickel and a quarter, and everybody came. Well, if I can buy it, then I want it. But if you're just going to give it to me for free, it must not be worth anything. It seems to be the attitude of people today. We have these CCN broadcasts that we do, and we're not charging anybody for them, and really nobody's showing up. But these are wonderful things. I think I'm going to start charging, you know, $5 a head to come in and watch these things. I bet we'll get all sorts of people coming. But it's just kind of our mindset. Well, if you're not going to charge me for it, it must not be valuable, or maybe I can get a better deal somewhere else. How can I get a better deal than free? I don't know. But that's the way we work. But here we got Thomas asking Jesus, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we even know the way? Because Jesus already told him, you know the way. And Jesus said, I am the way. You know me. So you know the way. Just believe on me. It was Jesus, the very Son of God. Now it's been said that this is the worst case of child abuse in history. It could be true. It would be true if Jesus was indeed just the human Son of God. But he wasn't. He isn't. He is indeed God incarnate. He's the Trinity. He's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. How do you do that? I don't know. It's a mystery. Okay? But it's the truth. Jesus goes on and says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. It's not me doing this. It's the Father doing it through me. It was God Himself that went to the cross for my sins. Maybe yours too. Yes, for yours too. He went to the cross. God did. Knowing what He was doing. Not by accident. Not because He was forced or coerced, shamed or guilted, tricked, or somehow compelled. He did it for me and for you because it was the only way that we could have our relationship with God made right again. Sin requires a sacrifice. The penalty must be paid. He paid it for us because He loves us. And now some of us treat salvation as a cheap gift because it's the price already been paid. It's free. And we don't treat it with respect. We don't treat it with honor. But it was God Himself that did this work, that brought salvation. None of us, if we could work forever, we could combine our efforts and work together, and we would still not come up with the cost. Being able to pay out that full price for all of eternity. We couldn't do it. Because none of us is perfect. Leastwise, I can tell you I'm not. And if you are, I want to talk with you later. Okay, let me know. Really. So was it child abuse? No, it wasn't. It was indeed God, knowing what He was going to do, came in the form of a child, was born of a virgin, grew up, came to know exactly what you and I go through every day. That day-to-day grind. Jesus knows it intimately and personally. Not from far off as a God who stands off and aloof, but as a God who took on Himself the limitations of a man so that He could experience for Himself and show us the way. Friday night, the Good Friday service, I talked about how Jesus died on Preparation Day. It was supposed to be the preparation for the Passover. He was preparing the path for us that we couldn't follow now, but that we could follow later after Jesus had made us the way. Just like a free-fall rock climber could climb up a facade that we'd look at, or a wall or something, and say, there's no way to go up that. But some free-fall climber, they could go up these things. And they could put pinions in and ropes in, and by the time they got up, and they could pull up more ropes and even make up a hoist, and they could then pull up even somebody who was unable to climb at all. Just pull them up with a rope. Because they had prepared the way. Jesus prepared the way, but He is also the way Himself. All we need to do is look at Jesus. Don't look at the world and say, how do I get to God? We look to Jesus, we look to the cross, and we say, oh, that's how we get to God. Let's put it right there in front of us. We look at the work that He did. We look at the empty tomb. We look at Him now sitting on high, at the right hand of God the Father, and we say, I will receive Him as my Lord and Savior. And when we do that, He seals us with the Holy Spirit, comes and resides and lives within us, and He will indeed show us and tell us where to go so that we know the way. Because as long as we're looking at the Son, we're looking at the Father, and as long as we're doing that, we're having the Holy Spirit empowering us and leading us in how to get to that Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Our Lord will answer that when we're looking at Him. When we're looking at Him and following His direction, then when we come to Him and say, Lord, this is what I want, He will indeed answer. And He will do that which is according to the will of the Father, because that's who we're following when we follow the Son. We follow the Father, and the Holy Spirit empowers and leads. Let's pray. Father, we do thank You for Your whole